What's up, everybody, and welcome to Rantpocalypse Talks, The Walking Dead. I'm Justin.
Hey, I'm Kelly, and we are a mother and son Walking Dead duo.
Yes, that's right,
we are. We love the shit out of The Walking Dead.
We do love the shit out of The Walking Dead, and this weekend has been one of the greatest Walking Dead weekends ever because it's San Diego Comic-Con time. We're actually in the same room together. Yes. We've gotten to watch the Walking Dead Season 7 trailer together, the Fear of the Walking Dead Season 2B trailer together. But what we wanted to do is we're going to come here and we're going to break down and analyze the trailer, which is sometimes is hard to do, and especially the way that we're going to do it because we're literally going to be pausing certain scenes in the trailer. So
I think that's actually the only way you can do it.
Well, some people have fancy ass equipment, and they may have better production values than
us. Well,
so
forget about that.
Just warning you,
they're not as cute as we are.
Yeah, exactly. They don't have fucking badass shirts like we do.
Your shirt is amazing. How come you didn't buy me one of those?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. What else can you say? Mom asked you, why didn't you buy one of those shirts for her? I'm an asshole.
Exactly.
I'm an asshole. I'm so sorry.
Thank you for admitting it on camera.
Yeah, but so all those other people with their fancy production values, they don't have our cool shirts.
That's right. So
what we're going to do is we're going to watch the trailer again, and we're just going to watch it. We're going to observe
it.
Yeah, we may chime in a little bit, but not as much as we did in the reactions because we're just trying to catch some things that we might have missed, and then we're going to be breaking it down by pausing certain scenes and just kind of discussing what we're seeing, what we think may be happening. Not necessarily talking about predictions, but just kind of discussing and analyzing what we're seeing.
Yeah.
So this is also going to be up on our podcast. So that is The Ranting Dead. You can go find that on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and lots of other places that you listen to podcasts. There's going to be exclusive content to that podcast whenever The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead comes back. So if you like longer form discussions and whatnot, definitely go subscribe on that.
Yeah, definitely longer.
Yeah, definitely longer. Which this may go a little bit longer than most of our videos, but that's okay. Who cares? We're just having fun with the trailer. So without further ado, let's get on with watching the trailer once again.
I'm going to beat the holy hell out of one of you.
Meanie.
Yes.
Meanie.
Since you're in the club now, you get to wear the hat.
Love you, Dad.
I love you.
Bye.
I believe this one bloomed for your little girl.
Mom.
You don't need a picture of me. You never will again.
Catch the tiger. You doing this because you want to die?
No.
Stop.
We can find a way. I'm still with you.
If we can make it.
Dolphins.
Wherever we all wind up, you in?
I'm in.
My mother.
I've changed, adapted. I'm a survivor.
Pick the better, the best.
We fight. We do it together.
And you, as long as it's all of us,
we can do anything.
Are it.
Everything's his, or will be.
There are rules. You earn what you take.
Whatever he's done to you, there's always more.
We should have made a deal with them when we could have.
You should know.
Breaks your heart.
There is no door number four. This is the only way. King Ezekiel, welcome to the kingdom.
Fire!
the one thing I did notice. It looks newer and fresher.
It does.
The logo. Uh-huh. All right, now that we've watched the trailer again, we let it soak in, yeah. It seeped in all the Walking Dead goodness and everything. Before we get into our recap and breakdown of the trailer, has your feelings changed on whether or not the trailer did it for you as much? I mean, are you more excited now having watched the trailer?
And there's something about also watching it with headphones on, because you hear so much more.
Yeah, you get immersed in the experience.
Yes, and I mean, I had literally head to toe goosebumps. I still have them. I do like the trailer more. I am more excited now. I think the only thing that had really bothered me about it when we watched and the reaction was my, you know, lack at the end of getting to see Michonne and getting to see Rick and, you know, and we know they couldn't.
Yes.
But that's what gets me always amped up, especially Rick.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Now I will say, all the stuff we got with Jeffrey Dean Morgan, that was, you know, that's pretty amazing. So, I feel different.
You feel better about it? Okay.
What about you?
No, I feel, to me, immensely better about the trailer after having watched it a few times and just watched it again. And you're right. Putting the headphones on, and man, it definitely puts you in another experience level for watching stuff. But what I will say is that after watching the trailer a couple of times, and realizing the stuff that, you know, like, we get it. Like, they couldn't show certain things.
Right.
I honestly thought that they would show Rick a little bit more because, Rick and Carl...
They can't go.
Yeah, they're going to live. Like, those two characters are absolutely going to live. So I would have thought they would have put something in the trailer for Rick with Negan.
No Rick running.
No.
And we always get that in trailers.
We do.
Rick running.
Season 5 had a very sexy Rick running scene at the in the opening.
It was so great.
It was great. but for me, the trailer, it's what we didn't see that gets me so excited. Because think about it on the opposite end of the spectrum, we got that Fear the Walking Dead trailer, which was just immensely packed with so much action. It's almost like, okay, did they blow their load and show everything in the trailer?
It does happen so many times. You go, shit, I saw everything in the trailer.
Yeah, I saw all the badass stuff.
Yeah.
With this, there's so many badass things that we didn't get to see.
Right.
I mean, think about it. There's going to be epic moments with Rick and Negan. Like, that's their dynamic between the two of them is just so, so great. So we didn't get to see any of that.
Yeah.
We didn't get to see any of these other characters, their plot lines throughout the first couple of episodes, because they've probably shot up to episode 5 by now. So, thinking about that, and the trailer was still badass, that means I think that we're in store for what I hope to be one of the best seasons of The Walking Dead in season 7. So, all right, let's get into the actual trailer analysis and breaking down some scenes.
Yeah. Frame by frame.
Yeah,
not
quite frame by frame. I have a couple of notes here on some specific scenes that I wanted to break down. So let's get into it, and I'm going to try and figure out if I can pause it. I think I can. The opening scenes... I'm not as concerned with. I will say though, you know, they opened it with Glenn,
which was telling to me.
Did that and that so that worried you?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
See right there, and it's like you've got the barbed wire in the background on the left with the shot, and I mean he's coming down, and you've got, saying you're
and you've
it.
Got Rick down at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah. It's terrifying. There wasn't a whole lot to me that you could glean from the opening, say, like a minute and 20 seconds.
No, I mean, you know, we can't make any predictions off of that.
No, it's very tough. I think the first one that I had, Morgan and Carol are going into what I think is the kingdom. They're on the path to the kingdom at this point.
Yeah.
We're stopped at a minute 28. And my question is, this is a pretty damn big city that they're going, that they look like they're going towards right now, right?
Right.
Is this Washington, D.C.? I mean, who knows? I mean, we won't know until we actually start. I mean, I hope that they mention something like that. My favorite thing about this shot is not only is it a big city, but the way that the buildings look. They look like they're eroded, you know, that the city is just...
Broken windows.
Exactly. Like, mm-hmm. the Earth is taking it back over, which is so cool. It's very reminiscent to me of The Last of Us.
I know. It's funny how everything for us comes back to The Last of Us.
Yeah.
But it's so true. I mean, they did such a remarkable job in that game of making us feel the degradation of society, you know what I mean? So, yeah, this is a really neat scene. And I just love the idea of getting to see other people.
Yes.
So, and obviously other people that at this point, and for me, aren't trying to kill Morgan and Carol.
Yeah.
So.
No, it is very nice. And they're all on horseback.
I know.
Which
means.
Is cool.
Yeah. Because every horse that we've had on this show has been eaten.
It has died. So. Buttercups, I think, was one of the horses.
Yeah, and Buttons.
Buttons. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They didn't last too long. This scene right here, I've looked at over and over again at a minute and 31 in. There is a walker to the right of the chained up walker that looks like Daryl.
It does look like Daryl. I feel like if Daryl's going to be killed, he's going to have his head beaten in by Jeffrey Dean Morgan,
yes.
by Negan. And so once you get your head beaten in, you don't come back as a walker.
No, you definitely would not have a head. You wouldn't have a head.
Look at the hair. It's much cleaner than Daryl's.
It is much cleaner. It's just funny to me. It's almost like sometimes they make these walkers look like some of our characters to throw us off.
Yes.
I 100% agree with you. I do not think it's Daryl at all. I like that these guys have shirts that say F and S on it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. This almost seems like a form of punishment or something that they've got to go out there with these walkers, because I'm not 100% sure what they're doing. But I will say that this does look like Negan's men. It looks like their compound from what I'm guessing. So it's an interesting shot, because then right after that, we get a great shot of Dwight. And that's got to be the Savior's compound.
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
I mean, he has a breakfast burrito in his hand.
I couldn't tell if that was an ice cream cone or a breakfast burrito. But he's definitely getting his grub on.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they built this set or if this is an actual place in Georgia that they are just shooting at. But it's huge. Negan's compound is pretty big. And it's a very elaborate setting and everything, and I was curious to see how they were going to actually build that out on the show, because they did a great job with the hilltop. The hilltop looked fucking badass.
Yeah.
Alexandria, it's an actual neighborhood, so it looks very, very cool, and the fence around it and everything is great. So I really like this. Okay, lots of people have been talking about this at a minute and 36 in. You see a character's face behind Negan bringing the bat down. And then you see a character to the left, which that character to the left, his profile to me looks like Eugene's profile. Does it not? With the mullet hair and everything?
No.
It doesn't look like Eugene?
Not to me. It does look like longer hair, but it seems more straight to me. But definitely, and this was the thing that I was very curious about. Shows are really great at doing this kind of thing. They leave us on this cliffhanger, and then suddenly they are going to add some players into it that we could give a crap less about them, other than the fact that it'll be horrific, but that we don't care if they get their head beaten in. This chick was not in the lineup.
Well, no, a lot of people are saying that looks like Rosita. And that's what people are going, is that looks similar to Rosita.
Really?
To me, it doesn't look like Rosita whatsoever. And the thing is, whenever we watched the season 6 finale, there was not a lot of girls in Negan's group.
There was no girls in that group.
I don't remember any girl.
Big, tough guys.
Yes, lots of bro dudes in that lineup. I will say that the only character that has longer hair with Negan's men is Dwight. And I'm thinking that could be Dwight in the background. Who knows? You would have to do some very, very detective-like sleuthing to figure out who this is. The one thing that I do find interesting out of all of this is, if it is our lineup behind Negan right there, that would mean that Negan pulls that character out of the lineup into the middle, you know, of the little circle and beats them to death. You could be right that maybe they throw us for a loop and they bring in some random ass character.
And if they do, how pissed will you be?
I won't be pissed.
Yeah.
I won't be pissed. Like, at this point, I'm over the being pissed and everything. I think I'm just going to be very sad for whoever loses their life.
Yeah.
I'm over the being pissed if they bring in an extra character. Like, if they...
I actually would be kind of happy about it.
Yeah, you're like... Yeah, I mean, I don't want to...
bring in somebody that I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to lose one of our 11 characters.
Yeah.
So, All right, so then we get, yeah, I mean, bringing it down, just terrible.
God, that.
The bat scene with the blood hanging down.
I mean, this blood is, it's like he dipped it in...
Motor oil is what it looks like to me.
Yeah, in just a vat of blood, and it's just running off there. I mean, you know that everyone that is surrounding whoever it is that gets killed is going to be completely splattered with blood and brain matter.
That's the one thing I think they messed up on. For these still images like this that people are going to get and they're going to put out there on their social media, Twitters and everything, if it would have had brain matter in
it. I mean, it really needs to, because there's no way that you could have that much blood.
No.
You've done the majority of the crushing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's...
it's still gruesome to look at. It's horrible. It makes me sad to think that is the end of one of our characters, at least. It's a very, very sad thing to think about, and I think they did a great job with that image in the trailer. I wonder if that's actually from
this actual scene or just something that they set up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but it makes for a fantastically gruesome image that makes me have nightmares at night.
Yeah, how awful. I mean, this guy, obviously, he carries his bat with him everywhere he goes.
Lucille, that's his favorite. That's his lady right there. Yeah. That's probably his number one lady.
Okay.
Is Lucille.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting, especially with all of the gross brain matter and blood and guts that it's been on the bat. I love the scene as well. I love the respect that they show Negan as soon as he walks
respect,
in.
It's not respect, it's fear.
You think so?
No, it's total fear.
I mean, it
could be respect because...
I agree with you. Yeah. I actually agree with you more, though. Yeah. I think I was wrong in saying respect. I think it is definitely fear. Because I think Scott Gimple and some of the cast and creators, they've talked about this, that yes, there are people in Negan's group. They don't 100% agree with Negan. You know, they are there because they want to survive.
Right.
Just like, and Alexandria people fell in line with Rick because they wanted to survive as well.
And they're protected. He's providing for them, but I cannot imagine that they sit around and play cards.
No, it doesn't look like that. Yeah, they're not playing pinochle, hanging out and having fun. So this is Sherry, who we saw in season 6. She definitely looks a lot better. She looks like she's had a shower, basically, from whenever we saw her last time, whenever she was with Dwight. And Daryl was the one that came in and saved them from Negan's men and everything. I don't think Sherry is 110% on Negan's side.
Well, just what she says here, just in the clip, you can really glean from her that she's not agreeing with her husband, that he needs to, it's never going to end. Let's run away now,
Maybe her husband's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
It's too much. You said too much. Okay. Why do they have to say, and the head?
I know.
It appeals to the heart, and the head.
I know, that's just trolling there, exactly. Forbes. Damn you, Forbes.
Deal with them when we...
Spencer.
Okay.
Shut your mouth.
So Spencer has this line right there, and he's calling everybody out. He says, we should have dealt with them whenever we could have. Bro, do you not realize how many saviors you guys killed in last season?
Right.
You killed a shit ton of them.
Well, because his line before Rick and the gang left in the RV was, if they show up, do you want me to, try to reason with them, to try to make a deal? And, Rick's like, just tell them to wait on me.
Yeah.
So
tell them I got something for them. Wait on me.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was cocky Rick, and then it was not cocky Rick by the end of the episode.
Oh, my God.
This is probably one of my favorite scenes from the trailer at 1:55 with Negan and Olivia. He's pouring himself a glass of lemonade.
Lemonade! Look at that smile. He's got his arm around the back of her chair. She looks extremely uncomfortable. She does not want to be there, but he's feeding off of her discomfort.
Yeah, and the biggest thing about this, that means he's in Alexandria. Negan, in this scene, he's enjoying the comforts of Alexandria. Yeah. And, of course, comic book fans know that he does go
to
Alexandria.
Well, and anybody that watched the trailer, we know that, that he gets there.
Yeah, he does get there in a very epic scene here in a little bit.
So
we'll get to that in just one second. I love these new walkers.
God.
The walkers are
phenomenal.
Look
at that thing. I mean, it's totally eroded. It has no eyes. no nose, no, you know.
His jaws fell off.
Yeah, and the arm, that is, I mean, that is an epic, epic walker.
Yeah, this is going to be, to me, one of those walkers that I would want to see on the collector's edition Blu-ray for season 7. That is an epic-ass walker. And I love the scene right here because he's telling, you know, somebody, I don't know who he's talking to, he's saying, there is no fourth door.
Yeah.
This is the only way.
Yeah.
You give me your shit, I ask for your shit,
you
keep giving me more shit.
Right.
So I love that so much about Negan's character on the show. Okay. What the hell is Dwight looking at here? This looks like a plane or something that he's looking at.
Well, there's no shadow of a plane.
I don't know. There's a lot of dead walkers around here that look like they have been
exploded. And disgusting, and I mean, ugh.
This looks like he's coming up on somebody else's sanctuary, and maybe
look at
he's
the footprints everywhere.
Yeah, there is a lot of footprints.
Yeah.
My only prediction here is maybe he's coming up to the kingdom, because I feel like the kingdom is a great, great place, and I feel like you would be in awe of the kingdom if you saw it as an outsider.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of here. I don't know. If you have a thought on that, please let us know in the comments, or you can email us at therantingdead@gmail.com. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on here, but I love this shot of Dwight just kind of like staring up in awe at something.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to find out exactly what it is. I wish that we could see this.
Who this is.
Mm-hmm. I love this walker trying to get in the car and everything. Mm-hmm. You cannot see who this is. The only thing that I could think is that get this guy, this guy in the next scene, and he kind of has longer hair. He's one of the kingdom guys.
Look at him.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like Ethan Embry.
With the hair?
When he was a child back in the Vacation movies.
Oh, yeah.
He looks exactly like him. I wonder, is that his son?
Is that Carter's kid in the show?
Yeah, exactly.
No, that would be not true. Definitely not happening. But I love the kingdom's outfits.
Yeah.
I love that they've got these, you know, this armor that they wear.
Very smart.
This guy's got a gun,
mm-hmm.
Which it seems like most of the people in the kingdom that we've seen thus far, you know, we saw in season 6, the finale, they had like
spears,
mm-hmm. bows, like, you know, mm-hmm. very archaic weapons. But this dude, he says, nah, fuck that, I'm rocking a gun.
Yeah.
So probably smart in the zombie apocalypse, you know, if you've got a spear and I got a gun, I think I'm gonna win. I like this shot too because we see a new character right here with Dwight, and we also see that big truck.
Yeah.
So it looks like that was Dwight in this new character that may have been coming after that car that we just saw earlier.
Right.
You know, I don't know. That's what I'm thinking because this definitely looks like the ginormous truck. I had to stop it here.
I know. I was really surprised when we saw the pigs in the trailer the first time. I'm assuming these are wild pigs because they're going around eating walkers. Or maybe this is actually in... That could be the compound and they're feeding the pigs walkers to, you know...
To make them mean.
Well, and pigs will eat anything.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just, you know.
Yeah, this image at 209 is pretty epic. It's pretty damn scary. I mean, that's what, if you're like in the mob or anything like that, that's what you use. You got hogs and pigs to get rid of bodies and everything.
Stuff. Actually, the pig that is staring at us at this moment looks kind of sweet. I mean, he's kind of looking like he's going, please save me. This is disgusting. Somebody come get me.
I think he's saying, shit, don't bring that Rick Grimes around
here. No, exactly.
He killed so many of us back in season 4.
My cousins, they were cute little piglets
that he murdered.
Yeah.
Okay, I love this. This part is epic at 213. This is definitely the hilltop.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like the walkers have got into hilltop one way or another. Maybe this is because Negan and his men attacked the hilltop and let these walkers in here as payback to Gregory, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Because they were pretty pissed off at Gregory at the end of season 6, so...
Definitely.
Yeah.
I guess that's one way to do it. Just let the walkers in.
Yeah.
Let them do the dirty work for you.
Yeah. Now, and it's very crazy because in the same image at 213, you see those bodies that look like they're hanging.
Yeah.
I don't know if those probably would not be walkers. So maybe they came in the middle of the night. they killed a couple of the of the Hilltop group that are, you know, watching on the their little watchtowers up there, and let the walkers in that way to finish the rest of everybody off. Kind of, like I said, as a lesson, you know, don't fuck with Negan. Yeah. Don't short us next time.
His lessons are pretty drastic.
And I love freaking Ninja Jesus in this. He's such a badass. I freaking love him. Okay, at 2:16, or it's like right basically at 2:17, we see a scene with Negan just beating the hell out of a walker, and he is at Alexandria, because you see the car in the background. And it looks like he brought a lot of saviors with him.
Yeah, and they all have the big trucks. You can load up a lot of people. It's not going to be pleasant.
Okay.
I love that so much, because her saying this is exactly the way I feel. But look where she is.
Yeah, 219.
Did she go to the movies?
It looks like it. 219 Carol is in a movie theater. I'm thinking that this is the point where she's meeting Ezekiel, maybe for the first time or something.
Oh, okay. She is in the wheelchair that we see her in later in the trailer.
Exactly, yes. That's the only thing I can think of, but I love how Carol... Do you think that this is an act again? Because Carol, she tries to put on many faces when she meets new people. She puts on a weak face in Alexandria so she can blend in with the rest of the Alexandrians. And maybe this is just another...
Yeah, I feel like this is true surprise for her.
It could be. Yeah. Carol may be completely off her rocker at this point, but it was a very funny part in the trailer. I love this shot at 2:21. I believe that's Dwight and Sherry.
Yeah.
Because we do know that this is Dwight's wife. And there's a very interesting and complicated relationship between Dwight, Sherry, and Negan.
Yeah.
So,
and she's looking really nice. She's got a dress. She's not dressed in any way that we've seen anybody in The Walking Dead dress.
No.
She looks, to me, this looks like a cat house with her at the top of the stairs smoking a cigarette after she's just had to perform.
Yes.
That's what it looks like to me.
No, it definitely looks like that to me as well. And that's a moment where she's probably reflecting that this life fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And Dwight, you're not doing shit about
exactly. it. Exactly. Looking at her husband like, you know, you stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah. At 2:23,
Negan. He's such a jackass.
Oh, my God. I just love the shadow
it
there.
It is. It's beautiful. The shot is just gorgeous. He's tapping Lucille on the gates of Alexandria.
And if you're a comic book fan, you know that this is going to lead to an epic, epic scene.
You did show me the page in the comic book, and it, you know, I mean, it's just that panel looks just like this, and which is just so nice. But the mind, and I hate to use this word constantly, but the mind fucking that he does.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, it's so amazing. It's, you know, if you are protecting a place and someone comes up and just comes, you know, straight at you, you're prepared for that.
Yeah.
But if they stand outside and kind of giggle and do a nursery rhyme, you're like, oh my God, this person is insane.
Yeah, this person is batshit crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so this guy that plays Ezekiel, his name is Kerry Payton.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly, this was a complete shock to me that they went with this actor, because for one, I just didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
I went and looked him up, and it looks like he's mostly only done a lot of voice actor work.
Yeah.
Are you disappointed that it wasn't Dave Fennoy who plays the voice of Lee in the Walking Dead Telltale series? God, he just looked perfect.
He did look perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like we could have just literally pulled him out of his real life and put him into this character.
Yes.
But, you know, this guy, he looks like a nice guy. He's got nice warm brown eyes. I'll watch him for a while.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
He looks the part for sure. It's not a question of him looking the part. It's just I kept thinking, you know, Dave Fennoy,
they've
talked about it for years and years. You're like, he's the obvious choice because he looks, and that's just his natural look. This guy does not look like this, obviously, 100% of the time. Dave Fennoy does.
It would have been a really nice tie-in.
I hope that they at least had him in for a reading or something like that maybe we would get behind the scenes on one of the Blu-rays. Or
maybe he just didn't want to do it.
Yeah, well,
who knows?
Who wouldn't want the money?
Exactly, why wouldn't you want to do this?
Yeah.
So, I would grow a beard and put my hair in dreadlocks if they would have cast me as the character.
Yeah, I would have as well. Okay, this is where we get another little shot of the kingdom. It looks freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a stable, they've got people learning here. And then we see Carol and Morgan. You know, Carol's in the wheelchair. Morgan's wheeling her around. one thing. I hope that means that they've kind of let bygones be bygones, right. and they're buddies now. Who would not want to just be like, fuck this, let's be friends. Yeah. We're in the Mecca land now.
Well, I mean, this is what we had hoped Terminus to be.
Yes.
And
this is what Deanna had hoped Alexandria could become.
Would eventually get to. So, I'd be happy as shit. But we know our people never seem to be happy with what they have.
I think Morgan could find peace in the kingdom. I think that's something he's been seeking out, is people that were peaceful like him. And it looks like everybody seems to be getting along here.
I'm curious to see how quickly, if stuff goes down, that Carol jumps out of the wheelchair like we've seen her do in the past.
Yeah, exactly, and starts stabbing
people. I'm healed,
people.
You know?
Yeah, I'm about to mow all you people down. And
she's
Enid
out.
Got let out of the closet.
She's out.
Yes,
good.
At 2:30, we get confirmation that Enid has indeed made it out of the closet. Looks like she's off journeying on her own, though, so that's not so good for Enid. I wonder if she's out looking for Carl, because she did not want Carl to leave in the season 6 finale whatsoever. She was very upset with him. Maybe this is like picking off right in the season 7 premiere, and she's got out of the closet and she's like going after. But that was nighttime at the end of the season 6 finale. But The Walking Dead, they like to play with the timelines and stuff like that. So,
that's perfect.
And 2:34 is my favorite shot as well. There's so many favorite awesome shots. Jesus just drop kicking the shit out of this walker at the hilltop. This guy at the hilltop, this walker, looks like he's trying to get in the little hospital part of the hilltop. Can't have that, because hopefully Maggie's in there.
I don't know. To me, he just looks like he was leaning up against the wall trying to tinkle.
Take a break.
And Ninja Jesus came and, you know, kicked him in the face.
Yeah. Look at those luscious locks, man.
God, his hair is just floating in the air and...
This fucking badass shot.
It's such a really great shot.
I'm ready for more Jesus in season 7. I missed him in the finale.
I know. I love him. He's a great character.
And Tom Payne is rocking it as Jesus. Yeah. I am loving him. This, the tiger, Shiva, is very, very cool. The CGI? Damn.
That's not CGI. That's a tiger. What are you talking about? There's no way that they could put a tiger
next to an actor like that.
Could you, you know, I mean, now I could see
maybe
that
that's
doing...
why he got the part, because maybe he's the
maybe
one
he's a
that,
tiger tamer.
Yeah, maybe that's what he does on the side or something like that.
Or he's like, fuck it. If I, you know, this is a great show. If it eats me, that's fine.
If I get a hand eaten off, I'm okay. They did a fantastic job with the CGI. It reminds me of The Life of Pi.
Yeah.
The tiger in The Life of Pi was the CGI in that was phenomenal.
That
I think
wasn't
this
a
looks,
real tiger either. You're ruining my day.
I'm sorry to be spoiling your life.
I mean,
right
I thought that kid and that tiger loved each other.
They were besties. Yeah, they were besties for sure.
And then the laugh.
Okay, I'm going to play this a couple of times for you guys, because this is a very interesting portion here, and I've actually got a slowed down portion as well. But okay, so listen to this at 2:39 to 2:41. Just listen very closely. Okay, you heard it once.
Yeah, listen, in the background is what you're listening for, not anything that comes out of Negan's mouth.
Okay, there is a grunt in the background, and we've debated this back and forth. I feel like that is Abraham's grunt, and to me that's been my prediction all along, that Abraham is the one that is going to meet Lucille.
Do you want to also discuss the fact that we saw him at San Diego Comic-Con, and his hair is flaming red, like he just... Dyed it.
Yes.
It's like he hasn't been on the set like everyone else has, and he just dyed it. Because, I mean, it was so bright red that it glowed.
Yeah, and his hair is normally not that bright red on the show.
No.
It's a little bit washed out red.
I was watching, before we started recording, I was watching the finale of season 6 and looking at his hair.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it's just, it's more washed out. It's not such a flaming color. So that's kind of, you know, you put those two things together... that grunt in the back. So it's definitely not a woman grunting.
The grunt just reminded me of Abraham's, his voice, his everything about it. So I'm really, really worried that we're going to lose Abraham in the season 7 premiere. It's going to make me very sad. I think that's a waste, because it's like, why not kill him whenever he was supposed to
die from the comic book. Yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. Denise got his death in the show, mm-hmm. and I get that that means that maybe his death would be more impactful in Negan's lineup.
Or it, you know, he started off knowing that, you know, this was going to be as far as he goes.
Yeah.
And so...
I don't know.
And I hate to say this because yeah. I know you love him so much.
I do love Michael Cudlitz as Abraham.
Yeah,
great.
And I love him as well, but there's certain characters that I'm not going to hurt as much over.
Oh, fuck off. Get out of here. You're fired. I need a new podcast partner going forward. So send in all your applications.
Yeah, whatever.
It is sad to me. I think he would be great for All Out War, which is coming between Negan and Rick. So... I'm sad. And then we're pretty much at the end of the trailer. You think, oh no, we've got the Beth part of the trailer.
Yeah, I know you're thinking that that is Sasha.
Yeah.
We talked about this because the jacket looks like her.
She's a sniper.
She's a sniper. That has to be her. That has to be.
Yeah, at 2:56, you see a character shooting a gun at something. And I mean, the hairstyle is discernibly different from how Sasha has her hair on the show. Mm-hmm. She has it shorter, and it's kind of like in a ponytail type thing, or like a bun.
Uh-huh.
And this is just like super long hair and everything.
I don't know that she has that much hair in that bun.
That'd be a magic trick there.
And her hair has a more of a kinky, curly look to it than this character does.
Yeah, these are like kind of wavy curls a little bit. I don't know. It is very crazy to me. Again, just like with the walkers that they try to make look like other people. This could be a new character that they like want to make look like Sasha. Right. So then, you know, us Walking Dead fans are like, holy shit, is that Sasha? Did she make it through the Negan's lineup? I don't know. There's too many similarities here for me to not say that's Sasha.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like Sasha. If it's not, you know, hey, we got a new badass chick character with some very sexy hair.
Yeah, she's pretty, whoever she is.
Yeah, she's very pretty, whoever it is. Taryn Heath. Yeah, Taryn Heath go on an adventure. I will say that Tara is going to be devastated when she finds out happened, because she still does not know about Denise.
Right.
And it looks to be that whenever we come back in season 7, they're still on their journey.
Right.
Which is what they did in season 5. In season 6, not so much, because in season 5, Beth was away from the group, and they, you know, we split off in some of the episodes, and then we had Daryl and Carol go look for Beth.
Which, again, is never my favorite when they split the groups off. It's not my favorite because then we end up with 3 episodes in a row where we don't see any Rick Grimes.
I know how you feel about that. Yeah. You've got to have Rick Grimes in every episode.
I mean, you know, come on, he's the man. He's the star. I love him. Although, you know, now I do get Jeffrey Dean Morgan to look at, and Jesus.
Yeah.
So, but
Jesus.
But nobody is Rick Grimes.
Rick Grimes. So, okay, well, that's our full breakdown and analysis of the trailer. It was definitely longer than all of our other videos.
Yeah.
So do you have a bacon score now? Can you give me your definitive bacon score?
I'm gonna give it 5 bacons.
5 bacons?
Yeah.
Man, that is a high score.
It is a high score. Because I don't want to be the jackass that says 4.5 bacons like you did. So did yours go up or down?
I think mine went up. I think all the stuff we talked about earlier, the fact that it's so crazy to think about a Walking Dead Comic-Con trailer that doesn't show too much of the badass stuff.
Exactly.
Because it couldn't show too much of the badass stuff. Now, I will say that I think that they maybe could have done something a little bit different in the opening minute than the feels. I don't know what else they could have done.
Exactly.
So,
we expect a 3-minute long trailer.
Yeah, that's true. We are spoiled.
Right.
We are spoiled that we need a long trailer.
And that's, we had even, you know, so you've got a minute and a half of filler at the beginning and, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds of filler at the end.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
I'm gonna say 5.
Okay.
I'll say 5 bacons as well. I think, I'm just super excited about all the stuff that we didn't get to see in this trailer. It's gonna be fucking fantastic. Let us know all your thoughts about the trailer in the comment box down below, or you can email us. It's therantingdead@gmail.com. Thanks again for joining us as we checked out the full Comic-Con trailer and analyzed it and discussed it and all the things that we did. Subscribe here for more Walking Dead content.
tell you.